you're back on our Matt Chats, and we've got a special guest this week, Bryza, from the Subiaco Football Club.
Yeah, pretty honoured, mate. Pretty honoured.
you excited to be back on?
Oh, mate, it's been a while. I was like, when you asked me to be on the podcast this week, I was going, all right, what's the catch? And he said, I've got a guest. I'm like, sweet, all right, I'll do it. Stan Page, how are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, very mates. Good, mate. Now, obviously, you played in the Colts Premiership last year for Subi.
Yeah.
That obviously would have been a pretty good experience. Can you run us through that first of all?
Oh, it was a pretty good day. Like didn't get much sleep waking up that morning. It was pretty nerve wracking knowing you're going to play in front of probably the biggest crowd, one of the biggest crowds I'll ever play in front of, and getting there on the bus, on the team bus, where we were all pretty nervous, but the excitement was there. We were kind of ready to go, but everyone was just a bit wary. And then first half was here and there. We were about to break away, but you could just feel we were on top, but we couldn't do it. And then once we got through that initial period, we came out of the second half and we just ran away with it, which is probably one of the best days of my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, last year we had the restrictions during COVID, and usually, obviously, the grand finals will be played at Optus. Was it a bit of a letdown, that factor, or didn't bother you at all because the adrenaline would be pumping?
Oh, it was obviously, as a young kid, you always want to play at Optus Stadium. It was kind of the dream all year, but it did affect us when it was first announced.
Yeah.
Just before the final series, but we were all just kind of on the main goal to get there first. We didn't let it worry us, which I think was a big factor into why we played so well on the Sunday.
And I guess once you're out there playing, it's just, you know, all systems go as usual, I assume.
It helped. We played both finals there before.
Yeah, okay.
We played a scratch match there, and we played there during the year, so it probably actually worked
pretty
in our favour.
Yeah, nice. Obviously, you didn't get drafted in the AFL last year. Is that still obviously a goal for you, hoping to maybe kick some bags and get spotted by an AFL club?
Yeah, it's 100%. That's always going to be the main goal in my football career until I obviously call quits in hopefully a lot of years. But, yeah, it obviously was a letdown from the start, but just got to work through stuff like that. Like, so we had Nick Martin, didn't quite get his opportunity in his 18s year, went to train with the Eagles, didn't get it again, but then he'll go again and I can learn from him and what he does. And obviously got other guys like Logan McDonald who did get their opportunity. I can learn off them and what they did and hopefully improve myself to get that chance.
Yeah, nice. Now, this year you hoping to play more league footy, or what's the aim for you, or what have you been told by the club pretty much?
So I'm out of Colts now, which is, I wouldn't mind playing another year of Colts, but I don't think it would develop my football. So I'm out of Colts now, and I'm up into the seniors. I will definitely start in the reserves unless something drastic happens.
Yeah.
But the main goal this year is to work into the league side, which is a hard side to break, but we'll hopefully break into it either this year or hopefully next year to try and push my case.
No, I like that. Now, a bit off your own footy, obviously, I'm sure you follow the AFL and stuff. Who do you go for in the footy?
I'm a big Eagles fan.
Eagles, man.
Huge Eagles fan.
So is he. No, I'm unfortunately a Pies man, so.
2018 is
the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much what gets drawn up pretty regularly around here. You big supporter of West Coast, you're following pretty heavily, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I think as soon as I was born, got a membership, so that was good.
Yeah.
So, been there the whole time.
Yeah, well, how do you see him going this year?
Look, I'm very biased, so I reckon we'll win the flag, but...
This is the thing. We talk about this all the time. You have to back your own team in.
Yeah, until the season starts, Collingwood are going undefeated. We're going all the way.
Until round one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Against the Dogs.
Now, you've played, obviously, through Subi for a while. When you had that chance where you thought maybe you get drafted, did any AFL clubs approach you or speak to you, or you were pretty much in the dark the whole time?
I was in the dark personally, but I did have quite... We had that state game at Leederville Oval.
Yeah.
The week after the grand final, and I kicked four in that, so that pushed my case big time. So then I did have a lot of clubs contact. I was about to sign with a manager. They would contact him, and the club, Subi, got phone calls.
Yeah.
But I was pretty much in the dark.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good signs, at least. So you'd be pretty positive that at least they know your name and maybe even a mid-season pick-up.
Yeah, well, that's... Jack Mayo did that from 2 years ago. That's... Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you play your junior footy?
I was at Sorrento-Duncraig.
Sorrento-Duncraig, yeah, right.
Pre-primary till year 10, basically.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Did you play any other sports, or mainly footy was the main go?
Nah, I was mainly a swimmer up until 16. And then Dad played a lot of cricket, so I played cricket until 15, but swimming was my main go. until football did take over.
What made you choose footy over swimming?
I never enjoyed swimming.
Never enjoyed? It was more like a chore, was it?
Yeah. Yep. I used to love racing, but training was just not my thing.
Yeah, waking up at those early, really early morning start. Yeah,
4:15 wake-ups, and then dive into a cold pool. It just was not for me.
Definitely not. I don't know how people do it. I couldn't do it, for sure.
Now, do you play much AFL fantasy? Is that sort of your goal, or you really give that a miss?
Nah, I love fantasy. I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Yeah, how do you think you're going to go this year?
So I'll probably average 2,200 and win, I reckon.
Who's your number one pick?
Number one pick.
Have you picked a fantasy side yet this year?
Start. I've got one.
Who would have been who's your number one ultimate pick for fantasy?
I love my point of differences.
Yeah.
And I've got a ruckman who's lined up. Yeah. He's tall. He used to play for the Eagles. He plays for Sydney now. Goes by Tom Hickey.
Ooh.
I reckon Tom Hickey is going to average 95 plus.
Ooh, that's a big call.
By the end of the year, it will be 750K.
I like it.
Wow. Why are you going to jump on?
Now, if you end up making the AFL, would you have yourself in the fantasy team?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd
seriously line up the second bench spot down forward.
Yeah, nice. I like it, just in case.
I get a go.
At least you're honest. I like that. I like the honesty.
Might have to run back for a few cheap kicks if I get a go.
Yeah. Now, you played mainly forward. Do you have any aspirations to go in anywhere else on the field? Are you pretty comfortable down that forward line?
I played on my juniors as an inside mid.
Yeah.
But then I got a bit too slow for that. So I wouldn't mind going back into the midfield, but the power's probably not there.
Yeah.
Probably would take a couple of years to get that back. But I do enjoy playing in the guts, obviously. You're around the ball the whole time and you don't rely on people having to deliver it to you. So that's always good. But it is nice to kick a goal after you... not much.
Now looking at that Colts grand final, you love a celebration after a goal.
Wow.
Run us through a couple of your favourite celebrations. You know, like you went the double fist pump or the double cobra.
The double cobra. All my celebrations were off instinct. I'm a bit known for them. My first Colts year, actually, I brought out a couple of soccer ones, but they got shut down. The grand final one, my mates from Claremont were sitting on the hill on the far side and just hurling abuse at me the whole game, saying, like, Avery's got you on lockdown, because I was on Jack Avery. He's got you on lockdown, and he was going crazy at me all game. So when he gave me that free kick, I thought, oh, I can't miss here. And then I've put it through, and I've just looked at them, and whatever came to mind, and the double cobra came out.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I like it. You reckon a couple of soccer celebrations, that got shut down pretty quick.
Yeah, I like the Lewandowski where he puts his two hands over his shoulder and does that. And Cogs took my Dybala one, but I used to do the Dybala one.
Oh my god!
And then my 17th year, I pulled out the bow and arrow like 4 or 5 times.
No, I like it.
And then Xavier Desmond started to do it. He stole it. So I couldn't do it anymore.
So you were the originator of all these.
Well, I have that little joke with my friends that I played with, that I was the originator of the bow and arrow, and then Xavier Desmond stole it, but I don't think that would get
in the
too
background.
Far. Who's here again?
Couple of final questions. I wanted to know, what's your biggest bag in a game?
I've kicked 9 before.
9?
Dad coached me my whole junior career, so I kicked 9 in year 8, I think it was. And then he didn't want me to kick 10 because he thought my head was getting too big, so he moved me full back. And I've gone for a run straight down the middle, but I couldn't get on the end of one.
I thought you were going to tell us that you kicked 9 goals, 1, and I was going to say, what happened to that extra point?
I wanted to get your thoughts on who you think will win the Brownlow and the Coleman as well, if you've got any tips for us like you did with Tom Hickey.
I love, as with the Tom Hickey pick, I love the point of differences.
Yeah.
Picked Matt Prittis that year, just quietly.
Did you?
So I'm gonna go that way again. I reckon Lockie Neal, Nat 5 will be up there.
Yeah.
But I reckon we got Matt Rowe second. Matt Rowe will come second in the Brownlow. It's gonna be hard for the Bont to lose it, but I reckon a forward's gonna win this year.
Really?
By the name of Liam Ryan.
Liam
Ryan will win it.
That's a huge call.
My friends have backed him at 500 and 1-1.
Actually, that's a good bet.
Wow. That's a huge call.
Liam Ryan will poll, because every time he plays well, he gets 3 votes.
He does, that's true. He is a different beast.
Yeah.
And what about the Coleman? Who do you reckon's winning that? You reckon Liam Ryan does the double? Or
I don't reckon he does a double because I reckon he'll go up the ground. Oscar Allen's going to have a breakout year. I don't think Oscar Allen will win it, though. You got... I was going to say Tom Hawkins, but Jeremy Cameron's gone there, so he might take a couple.
Yeah.
Joe Danaher might be hard to beat at Brisbane.
Yeah, he hasn't been injured all pre-season. Got a full pre-season under his belt.
Someone said that he had 4 goals, 2 or something on Harris Andrews in half a practice match a couple of weeks ago as well.
Yeah, did you hear that too? Liam Ryan's a 2.51, by the way.
2.51 for...
Oh, he's dropped that.
For Brownlow, yep.
You mates have put some money on him and thought they're gone, oh no. He did look good in the preseason game, Liam Ryan.
I like the bet. I like it.
Little Willy Rolly roll as well, if you might push into the midfield for a couple.
Yeah,
get
that's
the umpire's
true.
Attention.
Now, have you played any preseason games as yet, or you haven't had a hit out as yet?
We played 2-inch clubs, and then we've played one against opposition. Played East Fremantle Saturday. That was good to get a hit out. Yeah. We lost, but we were very rusty.
Yeah,
but that just comes with preseason games. But now we look good. I felt fit, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
It's probably the main goal coming out of that game is to not get injured and feel fit. So,
yeah, love it. Well, Brizo, how good was Sandon?
He's a really nice guy, mate. He's an absolute legend.
I liked his little fancy chat there. Tom Hickey.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Oh, I reckon that's a left field call. He's going to be number one ruck for the Swans this year, I reckon.
Yeah, big call, but I don't mind it. I think... he could be on the money. I wouldn't be shocked if he found a way to pull that off, Big Tom Hickey. No. Now, Bryce, we're going to keep chatting because there's still plenty to talk about.
Yes, we are. Plenty more to talk about, as always, on the Matt Chats podcast.
Of course, mate. We're going to talk a little bit about, first of all, a bit of a story that developed the other day. So you would have heard about in Sydney there was a crash. So This kid, his dad brought this car or got this car because as part of for his wedding or whatnot.
Yeah.
I think it was a Lamborghini, something very extreme and high class.
Yep.
I'll just bring up the article if I can find it. And he basically crashed it. But what shocked me the most was the ridiculous statement from the father. So I'm just looking for the story here, if I can find it. Might have to edit this out, but it's here somewhere. Oh, here it is. So he's a P-flater, Brizer.
Yes.
His dad brought a V8 Mustang worth $70,000. So he's crashed it into a power pole and done this sort of damage to it. You obviously can't see the picture.
You can't. But basically, the dent of the car is
destroyed.
Yeah,
it's a write off. It's destroyed. Anyway, if that was you, you'd be pretty angry, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd be absolutely livid.
Yeah. So this dad said, despite destroying his new car, the man's father told Seven News, his son is a safe driver. He's very patient, very quiet, very good. He said he doesn't rush. He crashed and destroyed the car.
Oh.
How is he safe and very patient and doesn't rush?
Yeah.
What did he do? Go at 2 kilometres in that pole and went, oh no, it's ruptured the car.
No, what happened is he'd be going like, he's going, chuk, 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 and he just keeps on forcing that into that tree and goes.
I don't know what the fuck you're explaining.
That happened. Like he's okay, so wherever he's driven into,
yeah,
he's literally sitting there and he's just got the foot in the accelerator going 2 km/h, but it will take him like 4 hours to dent it that much.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right. Now one thing I wanted to mention, because you were on here last, I wanted to see how things had developed. Because last time you were on, one of the times you were on, you were very, very upset about how Aldi keeps releasing these weird chips and that they're no good and that these people are doing the wrong things. And, you know, it's... And people were complaining. Remember, people complain about stupid things like Aldi would release their catalog.
Oh, the articles?
Yes.
Oh, like Seven News and stuff?
About Aldi and the chip was the wrong shape.
I've got another story for you.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Like a little sting effect that goes, Brizer's crap article of the week. Here we go. Now,
Aldi Caesar salad, right? I get quite, mum gets quite regularly.
Yeah.
On 7 News the other day, they wrote another absolute shit article. This week's article was, oh my God, someone made the mistake and put a lettuce leaf too big in the salad. They had the stem in there. I'm sorry, we don't give a single shit what's in there. Take it out. Cut around it. Oh, no, we're going to make money from a freaking article because it's a slow news day on 7.
So what, someone's obviously complained about this lettuce leaf to begin with.
Yes. Put it on their Facebook page, and now this Facebook page, and now it's starting to get traction on social media. No one cares. I don't care. Like, okay, we had that chip, that busted potato chip in the paper, in the packet, which was like burnt to a crisp. But at least that's something, because that's quite disgusting. Makes you feel quite gross. But this is literally a salad leaf.
Do you enjoy the salad when you get it usually?
We usually, actually, it's quite nice. We usually have it with their buffalo chicken wings.
Oh, really? With nice. Their Aldi buffalo chicken wings? You're a big Aldi shopper.
Oh, no. Oh, we get a couple of things from Aldi. Like, okay, this is the thing. My mum just does a grocery shop on a Saturday, like a Saturday morning. I usually go with her to help her out and carry the bags to the car and all that sort of thing. And depends on week and whatever, but usually we go to like three or four stores to buy different things.
Just to get the deals?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are those three? You go Aldi, Spud Shed, Woolworths, Coles?
Aldi, Coles, Woolies, and IGA.
IGA?
Mm.
Which IGA?
Sanderson Road.
Is that the one in Chick the hills? Plugs?
Yeah.
What Aldi you go to?
It depends. There's one in Wallgrove Forest Field, or you go to Kalamunda, across the road from Coles.
Right. Never go to Cannington?
I've been a couple of times. Where's me to Cannington to shop?
I mean, not just been. Maybe you want a bit of experience for the day.
Oh, okay. Well, what else do you have, mate? Do you have any special buys for the week? I mean, last week that's some pretty decent.
I'm going to look it up. Let's look at what Aldi special buys are for the week.
Well, here we go.
Aldi special buys. Could have a special guest jumping in the studio very shortly. So I'm not going to reveal anything. But he could be jumping in any minute. So I'll leave you on the edge of your seat there. Aldi's special buys.
I'm not sitting down.
A sneak peek of what's to come. On sale Wednesday, 7th of March, they got some TV. They got a coffee machine on the 24th of March. Oh, that's today. That TV's on sale today.
Oh, how much?
It doesn't say.
I'll buy it now.
$799 for a 70-inch 4K TV. That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Do you want to follow? I'm just looking at Facebook. Do you want to follow Radio Spice?
Radio Spice.
Anyway, Aldi.
Pretty good deal. What?
Pretty good deal.
I think it's all right. $7.99 for, not that we're trying to plug Aldi. They aren't a sponsor of the podcast.
Aldi, if you're listening, give us a sponsorship, sure. Please.
I mean, if you want to be a podcast.
See discounts.
If you want to be a sponsor, we'll get you on.
I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, we'll take it.
But we'll also test out your products and see what good salad leaves are in there and test it out and see if there's a deformed chocolate bar. Because, and then get traction on 7 for it. And then 9 News take it on, 10 News take it on, and then everywhere will know about because it'll be breaking news and it'll be freaking on the socials.
Breaking news, Aldi chips have strangely shaped chip.
A bunch of tools. There's another one the other week as well. Somebody pulled out a chip that looked like a love heart, and they made a story about it. You know what I should do?
Destiny, brother. It's love. It must be love.
I took a shit last week. Made a story about it. Like, fuck me. Bunch of flogs. Absolutely.
One thing that pisses me off, because while we're on, you seem quite angry.
It's shit news. It's just crap news. You know, this is fake news.
Yeah, all right, Donald. One thing that pisses me off is people at roundabouts who don't know how to navigate a roundabout.
Oh, don't get me started. You know which one's worse? The one down there at Leederville. In Leederville, the one across... Do you know where the train station is? Just down there. Then what they do is they floor it. They go, we're going to beat the traffic. Don't freaking beat the traffic. Everyone merges anyway, you bunch of absolute tools.
It just annoys me because you get there and then the people who don't know how to operate the roundabout, they'll just sit there and wait till there's no cars around because they don't know what else to do. Although they don't know how to indicate out of a roundabout, so they'll go through the roundabout, put their indicator on the other way, and they're going straight.
Now, I don't drive. People know that I don't actually drive. Yes. I get driven around people sometimes. Like, very thankful for everyone that drives me places.
Yes.
Including you, Maddie.
Oh, thank you.
But this is not driving, but this is when they decide to change the rotation of lights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good shout.
And then they go, we don't do that sort of thing. Well, how come on Monday it took like half an hour to get through traffic and there was no bumper to bumper and the lights were flowing because it meant to be from Walshpool Road all the way down to about Leederville, close to Leederville, meant to be free-flowing traffic.
Yeah.
And at least, obviously, you'll get lights, but it's still meant to be free-flowing. But then, literally, you get every couple of lights the next day. To have to set the same time, guys, like, you know that more traffic's going to go to Leederville rather than up the hill.
Yes, exactly.
Oh! Sorry.
I know you're frustrated. It's okay. Now,
to make sure about that, though, let's just find out what the latest chips are. Let's go and find out what the latest chips are in the packets and make a story about a love heart chip.
All right, we get it. It's all right, okay. Brother. Relax, it's okay.
Well, the Caesar salad.
Now, do you play much music yourself?
Much music? What do you mean, like
musical instruments, singing?
I actually, at school, I played the clarinet for a little bit.
Can you still play
and
it?
And guitar. Oh, I'll be rusty as anything.
The guitar?
Never really was that great, to be forgiven, probably, but no, I didn't do too bad.
So you're saying that maybe we could get you on Cordial to Fanta at some point?
God, that's going to be pressure on me. You're pretty well renowned, Cordial to Fanta.
We are pretty well renowned.
I heard you're going to be touring very soon. You're going to be touring around the depths of Leederville. You're going to play it a little old, then maybe play it like a little gig in front of two people at the.
Well,
down the road,
something
skate
that's
park.
Happening. I've got to get your opinion on this.
Oh, here we go. Seems going good.
So, you've met Sean Ingram and Stephen Kemp.
Oh, yeah. They're nice guys. I mean, they give me what for, but they're nice guys.
Now, we had
Kemp's, of course, my rival, by the way, people that don't know.
Is your rival?
Yeah. Being in quizzes twice doesn't happen.
Now, there's a little challenge that when they're on the podcast, for both of us, all three of us, got to come up with a song. A brand new song.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So we've been working on it. I've been working on it. Kempy's been working on it. Guarantee you Sean's been doing fuck all.
Is he the lazy of the group, is he?
I wouldn't call him lazy. He just wouldn't have the time, brother. He just...
Boot him out. Go, pull.
Nah, he's still in the comp. Okay, he's still in the competition.
Who's actually in Call the Fanta now? I thought it was you.
Me, Gooch, and Sean.
Yeah. Was...
So, no, this isn't Call the Fanta. This is podcast related. I was just talking about Call the Fanta.
Oh, okay.
So, this is just... We're just trying to create a song to see who can...
Yep.
All right. So, I'm just having a look here if I can find it. What I've called the song, I've already got a name. It's called Secret Child.
I like it.
Secret Child. So I'm going to run you through a few of the lyrics I have, and I want you to tell me what you think of it.
Okay.
Okay, so I've gone with a chorus first up. There's a secret child in the back of the taxi, and we don't know where he's going.
God.
There's a chip on his shoulder, and he's getting a little older as the driver pulls out his mystery folder. Yeah. Because when the secret child starts to dance and he's going left and right in his brand new pants, you got to ask yourself, am I doing this right? I've got to step to the left and step to the right. That's all I've got so far.
I like it.
Do you? Are you a fan? So my plan is I'm going to get Isaac Muir from Isaac Muir and the Vegemite Scrolls in.
When?
I'm not too sure yet.
Ooh.
But I'm going to bring him in and he's going to... I'm going to tell him to bring his guitar...
Is he going to collab?
We're going to collab.
A collaboration?
Is
he going to collab for some of the sessions?
I'm essentially going to do the writing process. I'm going to get him to sing and guitar it. Because we've got to come with a tune. I don't know what tune this is.
But the Vegemite Scroll is coming in too. Are you guys going to bring Pots and Pans?
We've got maracas. We've got tambourines. We've got it all, mate. We got it all. Now, what I wanted to do while we're here. So I'm going to bring up YouTube.
You love me.
I'm going to bring up YouTube.
You're going to play T for Three?
Oh, T for Three is a great song, one of our originals.
No, but you're going to have an Isaac Muir. You know what you should do? Isaac Muir should have his own part of T for Three as well.
You reckon?
Would be exciting. And Isaac Muir does his medleys, and you can be a part of that. It would be freaking phenomenal. You know what? I'd pay money to see that.
I've got a feeling you're taking the piss out of us.
I would never ever do that to you guys. I think you're multi-talented facets of the music genre of spaghetti western.
That is, we are very spaghetti western based, as you know. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play some instrumental that I found, no copyright instrumental, right, that I've gone and I found on the YouTubes.
Okay, here we go.
And I'm going to play it and see if we can put Secret Child to this, okay? So, this is our opportunity. Let's see. We skip the ads. Here we go. So, we're going with, this is Love Beats, no copyright music instrumental. This could be how it starts. This could be how it begins. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, dust.
So, there's a secret child in the back of the taxi and we don't know where he's going. Yeah, I don't think it works. Yeah.
I was jamming it with you.
How you liked it,
I thought I liked it. Actually, it was pretty average. Think about it now. Actually, it was very average.
Look, I thought it was rubbish. Yeah. The lyrics, though, there's good. Something.
Yeah, that's right. 100%.
There's something there. Now, what are your thoughts on Cordial to Fanta's performance that you had on Sunday Sessions? Obviously, I've got them here. I can play them whenever I want.
I think they got potential.
Really?
I think Cordial to Fanta has absolutely everything over Meatloaf at the AFL Grand Final.
Now, well, that's not hard. That's not hard. I've got a song I want to play for you, just because I want to get your opinion on it. Yep. So, this is from a Triple J Unearth band. They're called the Three Stoned Gnomes.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Since you've given us such a
heavy
review. Are we sure,
it's not Pete's band?
It's not. Now, this song's called Die.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm going to play it for you, and I want you to, we're just going to have a listen, and then you're going to tell me your thoughts on it, okay?
All right.
This is Die. That was just a little bit of Die from the Three Stone Gnomes. Tell me what your thoughts are. First feelings
was like, it's got a funky beat. But other than that, though.
A bit of funky beat, yeah?
Funky beat.
Now, I'll tell you what.
What?
That sounds very Boom-like.
Yeah, it does a bit.
Could we get that on Boom?
I could. You know what? Just download and chuck it in.
That song's very old.
How old was it? 1996?
In the 90s. And a podcast member who was on last episode, Sean Collingwood, also known as Sheep, that's his band. Wowee.
I'm speechless.
Yes. Go on.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, 40s.
Is he a band?
He was in a band. They're not together. I don't think. Well, they're not together anymore. That was one of their most popular
songs.
That's
cool. Oh,
Die. They also had Alien Manifesto.
That sounds very Mexican.
And Soldier of Design. It's not Mexican.
Spaghetti Western?
No.
How about Tangerine Special?
Tangerine Special. Are you special? Tangerine Special. Give us a rundown of what sort of music Tangerine Special is. Yep, tangerine special. Here we go. Wait, we're waiting.
A mixture of everything, and they feel like a tangerine.
All I heard was, and they feel like a tangerine.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So what?
It is a tangerine special. Is when 7, 9, 10 get together and write crap articles.
Shut up! You're an idiot. Oh my god. Look, Braza, obviously we've been running the gauntlet with this podcast.
Yeah.
We just keep talking. We don't like any edits, so we just like to keep talking and enjoying each other's company.
Don't need edits. I mean, if people do edits, they're little. You know what they are? They're fucked.
Because you just want to have the natural chat.
Exactly.
If we go silent for a little bit.
Who gives a shit?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you're just throwing your hands in the air now, Braza.
Yeah, I was just being assertive.
Let's have a look at what news is happening, Braza.
Of course, mate. You can't get past the footy starting this week.
The footy is starting this week.
Excited or what?
Oh yeah,
Collingwood and then Trelaw on Friday.
No, I'm not worried till finals because I know we're there. So.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him. Without Adam Trelaw, they got nothing there.
whoa. We've got plenty, brother. Plenty.
Brother. You sure? Let's look at the odds.
The premiership odds. Let's do some sports betting. Hmm. Let's have a look at what...
Oh, yeah. You're going to steal the Braza official sports bet of the week, are you? Sport bet of the week.
Don't even know your own segment by the sounds. But,
been a while, man. Haven't done a podcast.
When is the next Braza official podcast?
I need to get one recorded. Probably next week, I reckon.
Who's coming on?
Won't even ask you.
I'm available.
No, I have to get another couple done. I need to restart the next season. Season one is obviously... I've got one episode left season one to release. Haven't released it yet because I've been trying to build up for the next one. The guests were as follows. Jack and Timmy T.
Together or separate?
Together. We did podcast late last year. I didn't release it yet because Anchor wouldn't let me into my account for some reason. But no,
Anchor also, won't let you into your account.
Also because it's a big promotion for this week.
Excuses.
Fair, cool.
Let's have a look at the AFL odds.
You.
Let's go AFL Brownlow. Who's going at the lowest odds? Let's go all the way down. $501. Xavier Dersma going at 501. Sydney Stack, 501. Sean Burgoyne, 501.
Tom Barras,
yep. Shane Trent Hurd. Dumont.
Seb Ross, Riley O'Brien, Nick Ridley, Mason Cox.
That's Nick Blakey, mate.
Nick, what did I say?
You said Nick Ridley.
That's what I said.
It's Nick Blakey.
But it doesn't say I'm on.
What? There is no Nick Ridley.
It's Josh Ridley.
Oh, my God. Marlon Pickett, 501. Gee, that's Mark Murphy, 501.
Mm.
Luke Bruce. Luke Davies. Josh Kennedy from West Coast. Liam Duggan, who will be playing a lot more midfield. Sicily, 501. Sicily won't play most of the year. Elliot 501, Stringer 501, Jade Gresham, Jack Zeeble 501.
Fiorini, Ellis Puffett, Brown, Alia.
Ed Cano.
His next bracket.
Zaharakis.
Sam Mangola, $251.
I don't mind that. Callan Ward 501.
Rory Sloane, $251.
Ben Brown 501.
Liam Ryan, as we talked about with... before.
Liam Ryan. Sandon Page reckons get on the Liam Ryan train. Lockie Neal, $5. Patrick Cripps, $7. Dusty at $9.
That's not a bad bet.
That's not a bad bet at all.
Now, on Sunday, now the Wildcats are playing against LA 36ers.
Yeah.
The Wildcats are down 26 points, 23 at the halftime buzzer. I decide I'm going to put a $10 live bet on.
Yep.
I would have a lot more than what I got, but still. So that to the end, the odds were only $5.50.
Was that when they were down by 20 odd?
Yep.
So how far were they down?
26 in the second quarter.
And when did you call?
23 down to halftime.
Yeah, okay.
Next thing went on 20 to 24 to nothing scoring round and bang!
That's how the big dogs do it.
That's how they do it.
Felt good?
Felt good about that too.
Felt good. All right, well, Chris Mayne's out this week, which is upsetting.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen Maney. What's Maine going out for the Brownlow?
That's a good bet, mate. It's a good idea. Also,
yeah.
Talk about fantasy quickly. Now, for those who don't know, Boom, where we record this podcast, have done a little AFL fantasy draft league.
We have.
And it includes players from several teams and names and all of that. This week's fixtures, mate, I'm facing Seb's mate, Torreya, I think they pronounce
his name. I don't know who that is.
Jack is facing Isaac. Matt, with a picture of me, is facing Oz.
Is a picture of you there? Show me.
Mason Cox!
Oh, it worked. On mine, the picture isn't there.
You told that.
Like, I'll show you. On mine, the picture is not there, mate. If I got my fantasy, I made my team picture of Brother's face. Look.
Oh.
It just says it didn't work, but it clearly did, which is good.
Jeffin's Giants is facing Steve. Will it be a rivalry game there with Jeff? Also a picture of Dom Sheed as his thing. It's Brittany Birch.
Who's that?
Seb. He's facing Big Bad
Bales. With a picture of me.
Cooper, picture of you. I like the little thing there. And I'm facing Thing. Now, I know your teammate. I'll tell you my team. I picked my team. In defence, I went Luke Ryan from Frio, Brad Shepherd, Nick Haynes from the Giants, David Asprey from the Tigers.
Do all your defenders, then I'll do my defenders, and we'll go through.
Okay, I'll go Ryan, Shepherd, Haynes, Asprey, Tarrant from the Roos, and Jake Carlisle from the Saints. What are your defenders?
Okay, my defenders. Now, still a work in progress, this team, because I only did a few picks in the draft, then I was recording a podcast and I had to set my phone to auto-pick.
Also, I've got a second idea as well. Keep doing it. What I'll do is we'll go through the team we're facing as well.
I don't know if I can see the other team that I'm facing or not. Yeah. Oh, matchup. Ah, you're a smart man. Okay. So at the moment, my backline is Rory Laird, which I'm happy with. Jack Chris, pretty happy with. Got Johannesson. Now, I'm pretty sure he's not going to get picked in round one, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to trade him for a free agent. I've got Nick Caulfield, Jack Scrimshaw, and Lockie Henderson. Now, what about your midfield?
Do you want to go through the opposition first? Then we can decide who you reckon that would defence line? If they're playing, who do you reckon win the defenders?
Okay.
All right. So, obviously, my defenders are Ryan Shepherd and Haynes, Asprey, Tarrant, Carlisle. Theirs is Mills, Daniel, Greaves, Byrne Jones, Noble, and Jackson Nelson. Who do you think will win between those two defenses lines?
I'm going to back yours in.
Back yours in? All right. Go with yours.
So, mine was Laird, Crisp, Johannesson, which will probably change.
Yep.
Caulfield, Scrimshaw, Henderson. My opponent, Oz. He's got Conker, Bowes, Duday, Baker, Cunningham, and Petrescu Seaton.
Oh, yours.
Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah, actually, sorry, mate, I think Aussie. Cool Aussie now.
Midfield.
All right, the person I'm facing, my midfield is Luke Dunstan, Steele Sidebottom, which will be changed around.
Yeah, Sidebottom is not playing round one.
Jared Lyons and James Warpedo Warple. Their midfield is Clayton Oliver, Taylor Adams, Adam Treloar, and Scott Pendlebury.
Oh, I'm back in their midfield, Bryza. I think that's a strong group, four.
Huge midfield.
My four, Tom Mitchell, Travis Boak, Sean Higgins, and Cameron Guthrie. He has Nat Fyfe, Luke Parker, Brayshaw, and McCluggage. I think Fyfe and Parker are probably better too than mine, but I think overall my four probably beats.
I think your four will get the job done. So there's one all in your score, one all in my score. Rucks. All right, my rucks are Brody Grundy.
Yep.
And Toby Nankervis.
Handy.
Their rucks are Callum Sinclair and Zach Smith.
I'm going to go your rucks.
Sweet.
With mine, my rucks aren't great. I got Stephen Martin.
Not
and
bad little pick,
Mark Pittenett. But I'll be all right because he's got Natanui, which is a good pick. This fool has Rory Lobb, who's not playing, so hopefully he doesn't realise. Good on yours. I'll take the point there. Thank you.
My forwards. All right. My forwards is Bailey Fritch from the Ds, Matthew Candy from Carlton, Jake Riccardi from the Giants, Jeremy Cameron from Geelong, Liam Ryan from the Eagles, and Jack Higgins from the Saints.
Okay.
And theirs is Isaac Heaney from the Swans.
Yep.
Zach Bailey from Brisbane.
Yep.
Kane Lambert from the Tigers.
Yep.
Jack Zeeble from North, Jack Nunes from Carlton, and Jai Caldwell from the Bombers.
Tough one. I think yours just.
Oh, okay, mate. And your bench. Oh, your forwards.
I've still got my forwards. my forward line, Paddy Dangerfield.
Yep.
Tom Lynch.
Yep.
From Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
Isaac Smith. Ainsworth. Jaden Stevenson.
Is that Bubba from the Eagles or Ben from the Gold Coast?
Oh, the Gold Coast, sorry. Gold Coast.
Just making sure, because they're both B. Ainsworth as well, which is, makes it even harder.
Stevenson, Lukey Bruce. And then for Oz's forward line, he's got Tomahawk.
Good pick.
Zorko.
Yep.
Bailey Williams.
Is that Eagles or Dogs? Dogs.
Eagles, yep. Sorry. Lockie Fogarty. Dylan Moore. And Jack Loney.
I'm going to say yours.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my forward line.
Your forward line's quite strong.
I think Stevenson's going to be a great... I've got him by luck.
If I'm being honest, my defence was quite strong, but my forwards, I was like if those players were available. I waited a bit too long, I think, for some of them. My interchange. All right. My interchange is as follows. Tim Kelly from the Eagles. So he was coming from Steel side by them in the first game. Jed Anderson from the North. Not a bad little pick. Ollie Wines from the Power. And Scott Lysette in the ruck position on the interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Their interchange is all mids. Josh Kennedy from the Swans. Dylan Shield from the Bombers. Ashley McGrath? Adam McGrath from the Bombers. Adam McGrath from the Bombers. And Brad Crash from the Saints.
I think it's Andy McGrath.
It is Andy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right. Andy McGrath and Brad Crash from the Saints. Both of them are strongish interchange benches.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the interchange doesn't really matter too much. He's set a couple of emergencies, which he can.
Yeah.
My bench is Zach Jones. Still got Luke Shuey on there because I got him by auto pick.
It's all right. He'll be back in round
Will
two.
Will I keep him? I don't round two know. Or three. Nathan Wilson, also on my bench as a defender. Will Hoskin Elliott, the other one. Okay. He has Ed Curno, Dominic Sheed, Blake Akers, and David Mundy.
Interesting. All right. Bench you can't really compare, but I would still say I reckon that he might have the bench.
Okay.
Just because a couple players aren't playing or in doubt.
Yeah. So chances are that I'll bring Nathan Wilson in for Johannesson in that back line. Yeah.
All right. Let's look a little our team changes. If you're going into round one, obviously a big game this week. Very excited to have for you back, mate. Of course.
Yes.
Very, very excited. Who are your team changes for round one?
For
your team there.
No. Well, I had. Johannesson will come out because unless he plays, which I
doubt it.
The word is that he's not going to be picked. Johannesson will go out, and I will bring in most likely Nathan Wilson.
Yep.
Still flirting with the idea if I change someone in that forward line. We've got Hoskin Elliott as a bit of backup. Zach Jones there as well, but I think I'll back in Higgins and Guthrie. Higgins can go large as well, and Guthrie averages 105.
Beautiful. I'll go out with at Steel side bottom in is Tim Kelly, a straight swap, and I think it'll be good. Hope fingers crossed.
Question is, do I try and find a ruck to replace Pitnett?
That's fair. Cool.
Not sure if that could be an option. Maybe I could offer you something for Scott Lysette. Who knows?
Of course, you trade between each other, don't you? Oh, that's awkward. Oh god, for Scott Lysette.
What's Scott averaging?
Oh mate, this is what I looked at. I looked at the average as well.
I'll have a look. Scott Lysette averaging 82. Oh, riser.
You're really looking at trades for me, mate.
What do you need? Do you need defenders, forwards, mids? What do you need?
I'll have to have a little look, mate, and then think about one for you, I reckon. I'll have a little look.
I think...
taking my Scotty to low set already. Wow.
Look, this could be an option.
Yeah, that's right. Kinch and sink at me, mate.
Now, let's have a look
at hardball. I'm not an easy negotiator, mate.
Let's have a look at the Matt Chats Fantasy League, because that's the big one.
Has we launched it?
Yeah, the fixtures are up. Oh, this is in Classic, so... The first match is we got Chicken Tandoori versus it's Brittany Birch. That's Leo Sullivan versus Sebastian Clark.
Yep.
The second match we got Aiden Sibley with the Hilbert Schmoodles taking on Dalton King with Kingster 04. Then we got Gonorrhea, which is Hayden Narducci, taking on Simmer Down, Tennessee Wybenga. Then we got Willie's 22, which is Todd Stewart, taking on me, Mason Cox. Mason Matthew Arrowsmith. Then we got Isaac Mule taking on Matthew Gleeson. That's Can't Remember versus Gloria's Big and Chunkies. Okay. Sean Richards, Richo's Unicorns, taking on Jake Collingwood, Woodpies 2. One of the members who have been on the podcast there, Jake Collingwood, the other day.
Yep.
Faith and Knife, Aiden Padua, taking on Brian Van Dyken's Brian's Bombers.
Oh, and it's basically like a derby itself.
And the Woodpies, Sean Collingwood, taking on Lockie Fraser's Bugs Letan. Lockie Fraser, ex-Perth player.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
No, come on, say it.
No, not the podcast.
No, I'm a weak dog. Then we got Dylan Harvey taking on Jevon Collins. Jevon's giant.
That was like a noise out there. That sounded like when you're introducing Jev. Like a big intro for Jev.
the big giants.
Oh, who do you think will win these matches, mate, this week? Well, I haven't picked my team. I
haven't picked my team yet either. I'm waiting to see who's been picked by the AFL squads. I'm just going to go off having a look. I'm going to have a guess. Seb Clark will beat Leo Sullivan.
Yep.
Dalton King will beat Aiden Sibley.
Yep.
Hayden Narducci, Tennessee Wybenga. That's a big clash. That'll be a good one. I'm going to back in Tennessee Wybenga just.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to back myself to knock off Taj. Isaac Muir to knock off Gloria's Big and Chunkies. Richo's Unicorns to knock off Jake Collingwood. Richo is a genius when it comes to AFL fantasy.
Oh, bring it on. Bring it on.
Faith and Knife to knock off Bryant's Bombers.
Hey. You doubted me, mate. Am I against... all odds again, like no, I always have in your league.
No, I just... Aiden Padua is a very smart man. He's got many tricks up his sleeve.
He hasn't faced me yet.
Then we got Sean Collingwood taking on Lockie Fraser. I'm going to tip a draw in that one.
A draw.
And Dylan Harvey and Jevon's Giants. I'm going to say the Giants grow larger after round one with a big win.
I would win now, because otherwise I'll look like a dick on there just saying, oh, you haven't faced me yet. Next thing I scored 1,200, you scored 2,040.
Sandon Page seemed very confident. I said, what are you thinking? He reckons there's 2,200 every week, have some big scores and get the job done.
That's huge, mate. Round two and three are mouth-watering for me. Isaac next week. Then I face the big Hayden Narducci in round three. Round four, I'm facing Seb.
Well, see, all I'm seeing here, lads, is a man who's looking too far ahead in the season. Worry about it one round at a time. He's looking at round four, and if I was him, I'd probably start preparing for next season. Because it's pretty much over before it's begun.
Absolute wanker.
It's pretty much over before it's begun, brother.
Mate, you haven't faced me yet, so don't you just keep dreaming. So I say, dream on, dream on.
You're boring me.
You know what? You're a little bitch, aren't you?
Now, before we go, because we're nearly done, what do you think about the new concussion sub?
Now, it's hard. I don't know. I like it, but
I like it. I think it should just be just concussion, not medical. No. Like, I know they're saying, oh, the club doctor has to approve it, which is fair. But, like, I'm sure they'll do their job.
But that doesn't stop the coaches trying to negotiate with the club doctor
So
I think it should be an AFL. Thing.
Like a neutral doctor.
A neutral doctor at each game, or even like one that, say there's one from the local facilities, I suppose.
Maybe the opposition doctor. Opposition doctor goes and examines.
Oh, that could work. That could actually work. Mm. But then again, that comes in the full defence play out.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, let us know, though, because I'm kind of curious about it, because I think what should be is all the emergencies at the ground anyway, and then if someone does go down, again, approval sub comes in. Like replacement. But other than that, though, I'm being unsure about it. I think the AFL took too long to make their mind up, though. But it is what it is.
Let's have a look. So, clubs will be able to replace an injured player or concussed player under a new medical substitute. Rule that has to be introduced less than 2 days before the... Wow. Friday, all clubs will name 23 players in their match squads instead of the regular 22, but the extra 23rd player will only take the field after club doctors have assessed an injured or concussed player as medically unfit to continue in the match.
Yep.
To be eligible for a medical substitution, the club doctor must decide that an injured player will be unable to play a game in the next 12 days. Okay, see, that's an interesting one. So what if you thought... What if you thought, oh, he's torn his calf? What if you go, I'm pretty sure he's torn his calf.
Yep.
And you go, you can't play. Goes chest to check, it's actually not that bad. Like, what if you genuinely thought, oh, he's torn his calf?
That's exactly it. It just doesn't... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I think that they're trying new things, but I don't know. It's just hard to judge. Why just bring back the sub rule?
I didn't like the sub rule very much.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Why not?
I didn't mind it, but... If that maybe, but still the sub would have to be the 23rd. I don't like it being in the 22.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Fair. And you're happy grand finals back today?
Oh, I'm happy. Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just much stupid. Happier. Not okay, it looks spectacle, but the thing is, this is the thing. They're trying to say about looking at what Super Bowl does. We don't want to be what the Super Bowl does, as far as I'm concerned. Like, we're our own place.
Exactly. We're our own competition.
That's right. 100%.
Well, Bryce, we're Dunskies. We'll get out of here.
Yeah, mate, of course.
Been a pleasure having
absolute
you on.
Absolute pleasure as always. Absolutely.
Hawks again. What about that? He turned an anchor and he said, I've got you in the air, mate. Cox is the biggest man there. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Cox again. Oh, he's getting better. Oh, he's getting bigger.